Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diest. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Day One by Abigail Dean, published by Hemlock Press in 2024. Today's book is about truth, alienation, and grief. In the small Lakes District town of Stonesmere, Day One is an annual event at the local primary school, when the new students are welcomed with a concert. But one year, the usually joyous event is rocked by tragedy, when a gunman locks the doors and opens fire on the crowd of children, parents and teachers. 11 are killed on the day. Marty is one of the first people to be interviewed by the press, fleeing the hall in the first moments of the massacre. Wide-eyed and in shock, her interview goes viral. But Marty learns hours later that her mother, a beloved teacher at Stonemere Primary School, is one of the casualties. Trent wants to be a journalist, but he's struggling to get his stories published. When he hears about the Stonemere massacre, he's captivated. But there's something about the story which doesn't ring true to him. As he delves deeper into what happened, he starts his own website discussing the anomalies and asking the question about whether the massacre ever actually happened. He gets deeper into the world of conspiracies and is determined to uncover the truth. As Marty and her father are bombarded by interest from the media, Marty agrees to another interview on a famous morning program. But there are inconsistencies in her story. And the question remains, what did Marty see that day? Day One is a heartbreaking, engrossing thriller about truth, the media, and the world of conspiracy theorists and internet culture. Everyone has their own story about what happened on Day One, but which version is correct? This is a novel about being heard and the need to be seen and acknowledged. The victims want to tell their story and be believed, and the conspiracy theories ardently believe that they're being lied to by the police and the media, and they see themselves as rebels and crusaders for the truth. But why would someone want to fake a shooting at a primary school? Day One is about grief and trauma, about boys who've lost their fathers and who feel lost in the world. It's about lies and the manipulation of the vulnerable. It's also about disappointment and how people react when their lives don't turn out as they expect. They don't get the journalism job or the teaching job, and they aren't as good at sport as they thought, or get into uni. And with their dreams shattered, what do they do now? Trench, the conspiracy theory blogger, and Marty, the witness and local soccer star, while on opposite sides, have more in common than they realise. But why would Marty lie about what happened, and why is Trent so obsessed with finding out the truth, despite the impact his investigation has on his entire life? So if you like conflicted characters, lies, grief, tragedy, unhealthy obsessions, and conspiracy theories, I recommend Day One by Abigail Green. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrictradio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.